Hi, I'm Murray Horwitz, sitting in for Marion McPartland, and I'm not sure whether I should apologize or boast about being the only man you're going to hear on this show. I'm certainly honored to bring you this tribute to the ladies of song, some of the great female singers who've been Marion's guests on Piano Jazz over the last 30 years. It's our little contribution to Women's History Month, and it's a list that is itself historic, from Sarah Vaughan and Rosemary Clooney to Diana Krall and Carmen McRae, accompanied by one of the towering figures of women in jazz, Marion McPartland. Let's get started with the woman who became the first great female singing star of the 21st century, Nora Jones.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember that September. In the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember that September. In the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper, all the raindrops seemed to play a sweet. Spring is here to me, it's still September, that September.
Nora Jones, with Marion McPartland at the piano and Al Dubin and Harry Warren's September in the Rain. There have been some great male singers in jazz and popular music, of course, from Louis Armstrong on. But when you stop to think about it, it's really a field that's been dominated by women, from classic blues singers like Bessie Smith to today's sultry swingers like Nora Jones. It's not patronizing or bigoted to say that there's a whole different dimension women bring to the art of American popular song. Consider this conversation with Rosemary Clooney, whom Marion calls one of the truly great and enduring singers of our time. It's hard to imagine having this conversation with a man.
You know, Rosemary, I'm just so glad you're here. I've been looking forward to this for ages.
So have I.
And I love your singing. I just think you're better than ever. I don't know how you're doing it, but you must really be at the peak.
I think I'm liking to do it better, Marion. You know, I think that there were so many years that when I first started, I had 5 children in 5 years, and so you're constantly torn. Always my work involved a lot of traveling, and so I was always thinking, well, I wonder if I should make this parent-teachers association. Can I fly back? Can I make it and still make the 9 o'clock show, you know? So I could never really concentrate on it, except at the very beginning of my career. So at this time in my life, with my 5 children grown, I can turn the key in the lock and go off and really do what I want to and concentrate on what I started doing all those years ago.
Isn't that great?
Isn't it?
It really is.
You know, there is some balance here of getting older. That's one of them. Just being able to concentrate on yourself and the things that you love to do.
You know what? Before I've got so many things I want to ask you, but before we get into any of them, would you just sing something just to get us off the ground?
Sure. Should we do Don't Fence Me In?
Oh, I'd love it. Now, I know that's in the key of A-flat.
You do?
I just know that.
Yeah, you see.
And it's very slow and beautiful.
Yes.
Okay.
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself. In the evening breeze, listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. The moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels, and I can't stand fences. Don't
fence me in. No, don't fence me in. No, don't. Don't fence me in.
An assertive cowboy song, sung in the movies by Roy Rogers, in the care of two masterful women performers. The voice of Rosemary Clooney, the piano of Marian McPartland, and the song of Cole Porter, Don't Fence Me In. It's a great example of the kind of emotional range women have brought to American song performances. Toward the other end of the scale, the feeling of being totally, fervently in love. Here's Marian accompanying Diana Krall in the classic song by John Green, Edward Heyman, Robert Sauer, and Frank Ayton, Body and Soul.
Sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body. It looks like the ending. guess I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours just for the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
Diana Krall, with Marian McPartland and Body and Soul. It's a performance made possible in part, as is this whole program, by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, like the singing of Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae, whom we'll hear from next. I'm Murray Horwitz, celebrating the Ladies of Song on Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz from NPR. Singers have always been a big part of the contributions of women to American music. In jazz, you mention them in the same breath as the fabled male instrumentalists like Count Basie or Max Roach or Jerry Mulligan, singers like Mildred Bailey, Billie Holiday, and Carmen McRae. Sarah Vaughan was one of those titans. But as all of Marian's guests on Piano Jazz, when she came to the studio in 1987, she fell into Marian's charming, informal orbit and gave us a spontaneous look into the work of a great artist.
Don't east of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We live in a heavenly way, dear, living on love and pale moonlight, just you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we're gonna keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of love to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. Die, we're gonna keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of love to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon. I'm trying to be creative, it's not working. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon. Count Basie.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yep, that's wonderful. Marian McPartland accompanying the great Sarah Vaughan in Brooks Bowman's East of the Sun. Another jazz great was a friend and artistic disciple of Billie Holiday, pianist and singer Carmen McRae, one of the most musical and musically inventive of all jazz singers. Here she is, playing and singing for Marian in 1985. You can hear her musicality and her complete freedom and comfort within the tune, Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's As Long As I Live.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna wanna as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains. Eat an apple every day and see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Now I'm scared I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day. See the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. I am gonna love you. I am gonna love you, baby. I promise to love you, pretty baby. Shibbidi diddy da da. Shabib, shababamba, wa wee babu dee da wee wee da. I am gonna love you, baby, just as long as I live.
You know, Marian's always been such a champion of women in jazz and women in general. And piano jazz has given her a platform to introduce literally hundreds of women musicians to her audience. But the ladies we've been listening to haven't been only great musicians, they've been great stars as well. Carmen McRae, whom we've just heard, Rosemary Clooney, Sarah Vaughan, Diana Krall. And this woman, a multi-Grammy award-winning star at 23 and a star today. Here, she sings with two pianists, herself and Marian, one of the songs that made her a star, Hoagie Carmichael and Ned Washington's The Nearness of You. Here's Nora Jones.
Thank you.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, that all my wildest dreams
Nora Jones, singing and playing piano along with Marian McPartland, The Nearness of You. a great moment on Piano Jazz. And other great moments await you at pianojazz.npr.org, where you'll find information about the show and the artists, set lists, podcasts, and more. I'm Murray Horwitz. It's the Ladies of Song on Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz from NPR. One woman who made a very significant contribution with her singing, her writing, and just her presence in the music world was Susanna McCorkle, who sadly left us in 2001. 7 years earlier, she and Marian talked about the relationship of women artists to the lyrics of popular songs. It's a conversation that flowed naturally from their beautiful performance of a song by one of Marian's good friends, composer and lyricist Alec Wilder, "I'll Be Around."
I'll be around, no matter how you treat me now. I'll be around from now on. Your latest love never last, and when it's past, I'll be around when she's gone. Goodbye again, and if you find a love like mine, just now and then, drop me a line, say you're doing fine. When things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me. I'll be around from now on. Thank you. goodbye again. And if you find a love like mine, just now and then, drop me a line, say you're feeling fine. When things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me. She's gone.
You know, I love that song, and I love the way you do it, Susanna. But then I was thinking about the wonderful piece that you wrote for the New York Sunday Times about politically incorrect songs.
Starting with the song, some masochistic song sung by women, like that one, right?
That's a perfect example. I'll be around when he's gone, a real doormat person, right?
Well, yes, but it does pass my gender test, which is that a man could also sing it about a woman. So that's something. And also, some people really feel this way. I have felt this way. I felt this way at another time in my life. I'm glad that I don't feel this way anymore. But it's human. It's a feeling to have.
I suppose it is, actually. I must join the club. I felt that way, too.
And so have men about us, I hope.
I sure hope so, those so-and-sos. But anyway, I was trying to think of some of the titles of your politically incorrect songs. I mean, you did a whole piece on this. I mean,
yeah. It's just, my man. You know, I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He beats me too. He makes me blue. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. That was one that I really couldn't sing. Although, again, I did revive it when I was doing a kind of historical thing, and it did make me actually think about women who allow themselves to be physically abused, and it made me live that role. It was very enlightening for me to sing it, because I thought I was singing it to say, here's a song from the 20s and so on. But I started understanding more how a woman who thinks she's very ordinary and the only thing that sets her apart from the masses is that she's capable of such a huge and enduring love would stick with this love. You know, so I really learned something from these songs. But anyway, to move on, there I was making the point that it's just impossible to be politically correct now, because for a while I wouldn't sing gold digger songs. I didn't think women should sing about how they wanted to land men with a whole lot of money. You know?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah, things like that. But they're so funny, and they're so good.
Funny.
And now we've come far enough to understand that they're funny.
No one was funnier at those gold digger songs than Eartha Kitt. How anybody could have listened to her versions of C'est Si Bon and Santa Baby and think she was being dead serious is beyond me. She even had that little cat purr that she used to comic effect, as she did when she engaged Marion in a bit of non-hip-hop fun.
Well, I don't want to hear you doing a rap song, that's for sure.
Well, I did one last night. I didn't... Listen, Marianne, that was the one that made a hit for me. It came in a gold record.
It wasn't really... I heard you say that, but it wasn't really a rap song. It was...
No, it was not a rap song.
I wish I could play that. It was
I don't want to be alone. Where is my baby? Come on, Marianne, you've got to get with it, Lisa.
I'm like, go ahead. Now I got the key.
I don't want to be alone. Where is my baby? I don't want to be alone, where is my man? I keep hanging by the phone, where is my baby? I chew my fingers to the bone, where is my man? Not just that lip. My list of needs is really quite brief. I need a man who can bring me relief from all the stress and strains of the day with just a tiny stroll through Cartier. I need a man who can take me and taunt me and make me buy the thing that I so richly deserve. A man who knows that I require, has the thing that I desire. Is there anyone out there you have the nerve? Now go back to the chorus. I don't wanna be alone. Where is my baby? I don't wanna be alone. Where is? You see how simple it is? Yeah, you go on. It's your turn. Be alone, where is my baby? I don't wanna be alone, where is my man? I keep hanging by the phone, where is my baby? I chew my fingers to the bone, where is my man? And you're with it now.
Well, you know, you just point me the way to go and I'll go there.
Oh, that Jesus. Was fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Marian McPartland with Eartha Kitt singing her own novelty song, I Don't Want to Be Alone. Nobody better to talk about songs and their lyrics than Marian McPartland. And happily for us, she loves doing it. Not only does she know so many of them, she knew so many of the men and women who wrote them. Here she is talking tunes with singer Susanna McCorkle. It's a conversation that leads, naturally, into a great song.
God, I just started to go into a daze, thinking about tunes and writers and lyricists.
You knew some of the great ones, didn't you? Did you know Johnny Mercer?
I knew, you know, thinking about it now, I'm so lucky. I knew Harold Arlen. Ugh. I knew Victor Young. And I did know Johnny Mercer. What a darling man. I mean, he really was. But what a brilliant talent.
I know. So funny. Such witty lyrics and such effortless rhymes. They never call attention to themselves. It always sounds like people's natural speech. I love singing Mercer lyrics.
My Huckleberry friend.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great line? Yeah. Well, sing a Johnny Mercer song. And what would be nice would be a Johnny Mercer song with a Hoagie Carmichael melody. Guess what that could be?
That could be Skylark.
Okay.
But my heart is right you see them anywhere? Won't you lead me there? If you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Susanna McCorkle, voice, Marion McPartland, piano, Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer's Skylark. One of my favorite parts of every piano jazz show is the grateful acknowledgement that it's made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and that it's a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Murray Horwitz, presenting the Ladies of Song on Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz from NPR. One of my favorite parts of most piano jazz shows is Marion's piano solo. This one was kind of a request from the singer Rosemary Clooney when they were discussing songwriters.
When you start talking about lyricists and then you think about the people that just wrote one song or one or two songs, like a guy named Ben Oakland wrote...
Play that, will you? Thank you. is wonderful.
Marion McPartland with a beautiful waltz, I'll Take Romance, by Oscar Hammerstein and Ben Oakland. I can't claim that all the lyricists of the golden age of American popular song were enlightened when it came to matters of gender. But there was a custom in the Broadway musical theater in the early part of the 20th century that produced so many wonderful songs of writing two introductions, or verses as they're called, one for the man and one for the woman. It allows every singer of whatever sex to bring their own personality and experience to the song. And nobody brought more of herself to a song than Rosemary Clooney. And in the September of her own years, she brought it all to a Kurt Weill, Maxwell Anderson classic.
You know what absolutely kills me is the way you do September song. Is that one of your favorite things?
Yes, I really loved it. I've loved it always. I loved Walter Houston's version of it, which was talked, you know, was really spoken. Also, he had a kind of an approach to it that I absolutely lifted, because you know it's a sad song truly, but if you do it with a sense of acceptance, it's a different take on it. It's kind of wonderful, you know.
Can I get you to do that?
I will do my best, my darling. We'll do the ladies' verse too. It sounds like ladies' choice.
Oh yes, definitely.
When you meet with the young men early in spring, they court you in song and rhyme. They woo you with words and a clover ring. But if you examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time, for it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September. And the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the day dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Oh, what a song. Thank you for doing that, Rose.
It's a joy to do it with you, really.
And it's a joy for us to be listening to it. Marian McPartland and Rosemary Clooney with September Song. It's always a joy to listen to all the great ladies of song and to piano jazz. I hope you'll tune in again next week. For Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz, I'm Murray Horwitz. Thanks so much for listening.
You've been listening to Ladies of Song, a special edition of Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz with guest host Murray Horwitz. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, production manager Grant Jackson, voice tracks engineer Saraya Mohammed, mastering engineer David Mitchell. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Join us each week at this time as Piano Jazz brings you music and conversation with outstanding artists. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the music and artists heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, or subscribe to our free weekly preview podcast, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.